foundation.org.
Hey, it's Anna. You might or might not have heard me giving Pat a hard time about his members only jacket.
Tell you what you should be a members only of. Well, McGee and I are in the club.
That's right.
Your crew.
Your crew.
Your gang.
Right. Your gang.
But would you like to be a member of a club? Well, I mean, kind of, sort of a club, a birthday club. We do the birthday club here at AM 1400 KBLJ. If you have a friend, family member, loved one with a birthday coming up and you want to put them on the birthday list.
I can't believe this. They forgot my birthday.
It's easy.
Need to add one? Call us 384-5456. Drop an email this way. Pat at 25-7media.com. Leave a message on our Facebook page, KBLJ Radio.
Because nobody should make another trip around the sun without everybody knowing about it.
Happy birthday. No such thing.
Join us mornings on TTO, brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted. It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And of course on AM 920 KLMR as well. We are back to, well, normal, I guess, or as normal as this bunch can be around here.
If you can call it that,
yeah. If you can call it that, some semblance of normality. Yep. Hey, good morning. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KBLJ and KLMR. Brought to you, of course, by Golden Plains Insurance and Arkansas Valley Seeds. I'm Pat McGee. I'm back. Lauren Adams right there. He's back.
Yep.
And Derek's here for the first time.
No, Derek was here once before.
Was he once before?
Yep. Okay. He was on one day when I was out with a COVID scare.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
A year ago.
Yes.
Okay. Derek came on with our friend Eric Tucker, and yep. They had a nice show, and I called in.
I have a short memory, but this is the first time Derek and I
have met in person.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Derek White's with us.
Yeah.
You are from down there in the eastern end of the valley.
Yeah,
out
in McClave out there.
Yeah, out in the big city of McClave.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Metropolis.
Yeah. The metropolis.
So, yeah, no, Derek, it's great to have you on, man. I know this has been a long time coming, and we've talked so many times on the phone. And so our audience knows who Derek is. Go check out YouTube. Check out Irrigation Farmer.
Oh, okay.
On YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, Derek has got some very informative YouTube videos on there. The channel's really kind of, I think, starting to pick up some steam.
Yeah.
The last episode, we were talking about your new green cart driver.
Yep, and, finally getting one trained in. She's right. A little young, but yeah, she's getting there.
How do you define a little young there?
About 2 in a few months.
Yeah. So. Oh, okay, so maybe some more experience needed there. Yes,
but what I love about your YouTube channel is that you are explaining things from the viewpoint of an established agriculture business.
Correct.
That is looking at different things that you can implement, and I love your term, things that are maybe a little safe to fail. Mm-hmm. Trying some things out, doing some experimentation to see what you can do to implement some different practices that could be beneficial to your soil's health and then to your bottom line.
Right, exactly, because that's the big thing. You know, mm-hmm. We don't want to try things. I mean, it might fail a few times, but still okay to try something small and really try to make some money out of this because mm-hmm. right now, you know, expenses are going up. So if we can try to get our bottom dollar, you know, better and stuff, that's going to help out a ton.
Yeah, that old phrase, a penny saved is a penny earned, really yes. comes into play, doesn't it?
Right.
If you're not spending the money, you might as well be earning that same
amount. Well, and, you know, I always hear the comment of, if you can write on the front of the check instead of the back, or yep. excuse me, the back of the check instead of the front of the check,
right.
that's always a better thing to do.
Amen, I love that. And that's so the truth. And so we talked a lot about different people that have tried different things when it comes to soil health. Who do you listen to? There is a lot of information out there. And a lot of that information, while it might be good, doesn't necessarily apply to how we live and what this environment is here in the Arkansas Valley.
Right. Well, even field to field can be so different in our area, and every area, not just ours. But it's nice to be able to see something that works in your area that your neighbors can see mm-hmm. instead of maybe in Iowa where they're getting a lot more rain, or North Dakota where mm-hmm. maybe they have the same rainfall as us, but their ET values are so much less
than
us.
What's ET?
Evaporated transport.
transpiration.
Thank you. Yeah, so basically, you know, we're just a lot more drier out here, and our heat is a lot more, you know, 105 degrees versus maybe 85 degrees out there. Mm-hmm. They get an inch of rain. That inch of rain goes a lot further than an inch of rain out here. Right. It dries up the next day. Sure. So.
Yeah, I love what Eric says, Eric Tucker, that is that, you know, we get a good rainfall. It doesn't really matter how much rain falls on your land. It matters how much your land will keep.
Exactly. Of that how rain. Much so it's going to store in that soil.
That moisture retention is not the only component that's important, but boy, it is probably right up there to the top.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get there by doing things like building carbon content in your soil and in getting that permeability and in increasing aggregate size.
Correct.
Which is something that I found when I initially got into agriculture a little bit counterintuitive, because I always thought that you want to decrease and maybe powderize that that soil and just blend it in so that it's perfectly homogeneous and kind of create this very fine but it turns out that that's not really what you want. You want larger aggregate so that it doesn't compact as much and it allows that moisture and that nutrients to permeate the soil.
Well, and I think a big, you know, we looked at flood irrigation. And flood irrigation, you had to work that soil a lot to be able to get that flood to go across the ground. Well, now with pivots, you know, we're able to change our farming practices so much. And so this has really opened up the opportunity to start doing some soil health practices and change some things that we're doing with farming.
Yeah. So the pivots are pivotal.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Oh, I love the pun. I like the wordplay.
Am I being facetious, Pat?
But that was our word of the day. That's right. Yes, it was.
So we've talked a little bit about the formulation of the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group. Eric Tucker, myself, and, of course, us at Arkansas Valley Seeds have been really passionate about doing that. And we find that the reason why it's important to maybe start forming something like that is because of just what we were talking about a minute ago. There is a tremendous amount of information that is available for soil health and people who have done good things. So it doesn't necessarily apply to how we farm in this area.
Right.
And it's important for us to focus on that. And we think that there's been a lot of different ideas coming across to the agriculture community here over the last few decades that didn't work out very well. And people are a little bit gun-shy of even listening to anything new at this point. And I can understand that. And that's kind of the feedback I get from a good portion of the agriculture professionals that I speak with. So what's important is for us to put together a group of the local agriculture professionals, yourself that's a farmer, Eric Tucker who is a rancher, who have slightly different perspectives but the same goal in mind.
Yep.
And then other agriculture professionals that could benefit from this. And there are people who own land who feel like it's useless at this point because of decisions that were made in the past that they have no control over. And they now have land that can't be propagated in the way that it used to be because the water is just simply gone and not available. So we have to really adjust the way that we think and how that soil works, and mindset's a big part of that. So,
yeah.
But there is hope, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, like you said, there's so much different farming out here. It is a little difficult because we've got irrigation, we've got a lot of row crops, we've got dry land, ranching. You know, it's not like out in the Midwest where it's just corn and soybeans, and that's all. You know, here it's so much different. So you got to try to get a lot of minds together and see what works for different operations to be successful.
Yeah. Well, Eric has got a line on a fella that is going to come in and do a microscope training class with us. And love our listeners to really kind of get their pencil out and contact me if you're interested in taking that class. Mm-hmm. Because what that class can do for you is it will, you'll be able to bring in samples from your soil, whether it's out of your backyard in your garden, or if you want to bring in four or five samples from one of your fields. And we can analyze that under a microscope, and we can look at what that information tells you and how you can what's going right in your soil and what maybe you can improve on, and maybe some of the cool practices that have already been researched that could be implemented in a very economical way to maybe improve that soil quality to, at the end of the day, cash a bigger check.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's that. But leading up to that, Derek has offered to come and give us a presentation at the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group to maybe bring in some footage from your YouTube channel,
yep.
some of the information that you've brought up. Tell us a little bit about what you'd like to present to our group when it comes to that.
So, you know, I kind of just want to start off just general, what is soil health? Kind of the five practices about it.
Right.
Just briefly kind of explain what you're looking for and what things you can start doing on your farm itself. And then I want to talk about some of my experiences, things that have worked and things that have not worked on the farm. Because right. I think that's important to know. If your neighbor tried something and it didn't work, I'm not saying not necessarily don't try it again, but at least go in knowing this is kind of a little iffy maybe. So, yeah. you know, maybe we need to change it up, try it, but a little different changes to it. And then just kind of general, like, things that I've been seeing in the few years that I've been trying soil health mm-hmm. and just trying to get that idea flowing for what guys could start doing on that their operation. You know, maybe take 5 acres and do some strip tillage. You know, something pretty simple.
Right.
Hire a neighbor out to try something. Mm-hmm. And not to expect things to change right away.
Right.
I think that's a big thing that people don't understand, and, mm-hmm. and we're instant gratification people.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to see results right away that mm-hmm. season. Sometimes you can, but a lot of times the soil health, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like fertilizer where you're going to see an increase, you know, you put on mm-hmm. a little boost of fertilizer, you're going to mm-hmm. see that year.
Right.
Soil health, you know, it might take 4 or 5 years before mm-hmm. you see it. So know that coming in, and right. maybe start small and go from there.
Right. So, but the investment in the end is the idea is to do some research.
Right.
Try a few things out, maybe try some test plots,
yeah.
and let's look at that under a microscope and let's see what's going on, because you might not see the results in actual tonnage in that, but you might see the results increasing in the comparing one soil sample from one season to the next, and
right.
you'll be able to see that you are leaning in the correct direction
mm-hmm.
and have some motivation to continue with just that information.
The other day I went digging out in my field, and that's kind of a big thing of soil health is always have a shovel with you and go out there and visually see, and
yeah.
you know, I don't know all the scientific parts of it with
right.
what fungus I'm seeing, but I'm starting to see some fungi out in the field.
Yeah.
And it kind of made me excited.
Sure.
I mean, you think about fungus, but still,
yeah.
kind of excited to see that in the field, knowing that what I'm doing is actually making a difference out in the field.
Right. Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that fungus, so it was one of the first terms that I learned coming into agriculture a couple of years ago, was mycorrhizal fungi.
Yep, exactly.
And I thought, boy, that is sounds like a pretty complicated term, but it's really interesting to know how important fungus is to soil health and
yeah.
the relationship that has in converting nutrients from the what the plants are able to put into the soil, converting that nutrients then to a nutrient form that can be taken up into the plant and utilized
right.
in the next season. And it's really, man, it's interesting.
It is. It's
yeah.
whole different ballgame. And it's funny because it's almost like a freeway for the plant.
Love it.
You yeah. know, it adds just that much more availability for the plant to reach out
right.
to other areas in the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's if you've ever been out digging in your yard and you see that kind of white, lacy kind of texture in that soil, that is a very, very good thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking when I was gardening, when I first started there, that seeing that mycorrhizal fungi, I didn't know what it was. I wondered
right.
if it was something I should do something about.
okay.
You know, geez, should I bring a fungicide in, I thought. You know,
right.
and so glad I didn't. So glad I didn't, because I still have one of the most beautiful gardens. And it's unfortunately, growing season's over. But so, and that's my experience with that. So the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group kind of began with conversations between yourself, myself, Eric Tucker,
yep.
our folks there at the at Arkansas Valley Seeds, because we are interested in, you know, we do supply cover crops. There are other companies who've been at it a lot longer than us, and they do a very good job. But we do things, with Arkansas Valley Seeds that we just want to promote this soil health, because it's important to the people that we live next to every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yes, I want to sell seeds and I want to sell them to the local people. But what's most important is to get our community active in looking at these practices so that we can all succeed better as a community. I travel a lot and I consider myself an ambassador of Rocky Ford. And when I get out there, I try to find dealers and distributors to utilize and sell our seed products out there. Mm-hmm. And I do that because I really want our community to succeed, and we can do that because we can do that together. And mm-hmm. things like the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group are part of that initiative.
Yeah. Yep. Derek Whiten with us today here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Before we jump into our break here, Derek, you do have a YouTube channel that
That's
you share
right.
a lot
and
of stuff on.
Right.
Yes.
How do people find that?
So you can just YouTube just Irrigation Farmer, and that should pop up pretty quick.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or you can also on my Facebook page, Instagram. On Facebook, it's Irrigation Farmer, and also Facebook and Instagram, Irrigation Farmer.
Okay, but just get onto YouTube if you want and just search out Irrigation Farmer.
Correct.
All right. Derek White, we'll have more coming up in just a moment. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ News Radio, AM 920, KLMR. We are brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds, of course, and Golden Plains Insurance. Don't go away.
December 1st is the sales closing date on a 2021 pasture rangeland and foreign rainfall policy. This policy provides you protection by covering losses incurred on your operation when rainfall is less than your selected coverage in your grid. Golden Plains Insurance has the knowledge and expertise to explain to you how you can protect your grass and hay from lack of precipitation with a pasture rangeland and forage rainfall policy. Call Golden Plains Insurance at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, homegrown and independent, just like you.
You live in a small town, no matter where you live in the Arkansas Valley, it's likely that you depend on agriculture. On AM 1400 KBLJ and Big Country 92.1, we cover ag news for you.
Making sure that whatever regulations we do are not hampering agriculture as we, the typical farmer.
Things that affect our small community.
A lot of things are done for three counties in the state or one city in the state. And then obviously we have to go along with it, even though we may not have the means to even make it happen.
And things that are important to you.
Well, I'm going to wake up and have about 5 strips of bacon and eggs. Then I'm going to go to a couple cell farms and eat at least 2 or 3 double cheeseburgers. And then when I go home, I'm definitely going to eat a steak for dinner.
So Arkansas is kind of high in places right now, and it's all due to the rain we had across the plains.
Your hometown station, AM 1400, KBLJ, and Big Country, 92.1.
Fall is here and Arkansas Valley Seeds is here to help. We have what you need, CRP, cover crop, winter grains, and our quality hay products. We also have a wide variety of quality stock blends ready to go. We'll even help you create a custom blend that fits your specific needs. And we have turf grass blends to help you get started on that beautiful lawn for spring. Call or drop by and chat with Tony, Joss, and myself. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street, Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Back in the saddle once again, it is Growing It Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR, and of course online, the feed from both stations. You can't get away from us.
Nope.
And in case you want to find our old shows, you can do that. You can go back and check out the podcast, Lauren. How do people do that?
Yeah, check out our website. avseeds.com is an Arkansas Valley Seeds.com. Josh Beck over in our office is doing a fantastic job of keeping these past episodes up there. Here very shortly, this episode will be on there with a link to Derek's YouTube channel, Irrigation Farmer. So if you're curious about that, just check us out. avseeds.com. Go to click on the Growing Together icon.
Right.
And that'll pull that right up, and you'll be able to click right on Derek's beautiful picture with his family there and go right to the Irrigation Farmer YouTube channel and check that out. I promise you will be entertained and informed
there
by what
go.
He has to say.
There you go. Now, of course, Arkansas Valley Seeds, one of our keynote sponsors right here, and that's who Lauren works for. Mm-hmm. You might not think that Arkansas Valley Seeds is really busy, this not being the start of the growing season, but that's kind of contrary, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, there's right now we're working a lot on, there's a lot of CRP mixes coming in these days. And it's a perfect time to do that. And Josh and Tony have been extremely busy with that. And the guys out in the warehouse are just really putting it up. And it's important to note that everybody knows that there's a seed shortage coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing our best to attenuate that by getting out there and calling on the relationships that we've had with seed producers around the world to make sure that we have the seeds that we're going to need for the upcoming seasons. And so we're working at filling up our warehouse, and so that we're going to make sure that we've got those seeds available for our valued customers here. And you know, relationships matter here at Arkansas Valley Seeds.
That's
and
right.
We remember who the people we work with are. And so we have to be very careful, because there's some predatory folks out there who will give me a call and say, hey, I want to buy all of this certain variety of seeds, and I'll buy everything you've got for top value.
Right.
And so we've got to be a little bit careful with that. So we're like, you know what, we got to take care of our farmers.
Kind of like the ticket scalpers, if you will, in a
you
way.
You know, it's not far from it.
Yes.
That's right, Pat. But we're coming up on a new season. Come on in and talk to Josh and Tony. They're 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Give us a call. It's area code 719-254-7469. Josh is in the office right now and ready to take your call and talk to you about what your seed needs are for the upcoming seasons.
Very good. Derek White in with us here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. And you can find him on Facebook, on Instagram, and on YouTube.
Right.
Just search out Irrigation Farmer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And boy, I remember when you first told me that you had a YouTube channel, it kind of, you know, I've been interested in doing that. And that's something that we may or may not do going forward, either with the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group or just Arkansas Valley Seeds, because I think that it's such a great platform to get out there and really inform people and to have that interactive relationship with the people that you're trying to connect with on a particular topic. And I've learned a lot from you by just watching the videos there, because me coming into the agriculture community, there's a lot of stuff that people say, you know, hey man, that's just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's not. I didn't grow up in this. It's not common sense to me. Things I don't know. I didn't know the difference between an air seeder and a drill. So you know what I mean? What does that mean? But it's nice to be able to go onto YouTube to a person like yourself who does break that down and explain how that seed gets from the bag to the bin and into the soil. And you can see that happening. And for a novice like myself to be able to see that, it's important for me to understand that as a guy who sells seeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you've been able to provide that education to me, because I didn't grow up in agriculture and I don't know that. But it's nice to know that I can get that information from somebody who has grown up in it and is able to explain it in a meaningful way.
Yeah. Well, it's been fun to have a different perspective of it, because, you know, a lot of times you just see the Midwest farmers and they're huge. I mean, that's a big area of farming.
Mm-hmm.
But out here, you know, it's so much different because we have surface irrigation, and a lot of people don't understand how surface irrigation works and the problems that come with it. And I'm not saying that our farming is crazy difficult compared to everyone else. I mean, everyone has their shortfalls and things that are easy, things that are difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a totally different world comparative to just letting it rain on your farm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun. I really enjoyed the YouTube channel. It's kind of interesting. I always have to have the camera ready, try to film something, you know, like I got my sprayer stuck, and it's trying to be like, okay, make sure I have my camera ready for this when something like that does show up and happen.
Yeah. Well, and you have some beautiful footage, and you're doing drone stuff.
Correct. Yeah, the drone has been a lot of fun to mess around with.
Yeah, I mean, the footage is just amazing. I mean, if you just like to look and see what the beauty of the farm life. And, boy, just check out some of the footage that Derek's put up on his YouTube channel. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. So when you started thinking about it, I remember your first episode, you were on your YouTube channel, you were kind of showing us where the mountains are and living in Colorado. And that was really cool. What made you want to begin a YouTube channel? Because you're a pretty busy guy.
You know, it was just, I've seen a lot of the guys on their farming YouTubes, and I just wanted to kind of show something different. I wanted to start talking about soil health and kind of document how the process is going for myself, but also to explain to others in our area and also maybe Colorado, Kansas, to see something more localized for what would help them out. And then also, like I talked about, there wasn't a lot of information on surface irrigation farming.
Right.
So I thought that'd be kind of interesting to showcase that to see, you know, the struggles and what goes into it on our area and our farming versus like the Midwest that just it rains, or pivot guys that are under wells, you know, a totally different background.
Sure.
So it's just kind of that to start it out and see how it went, and it's been a lot of fun doing it so far.
Yeah, well, let's go out, and I hope that it remains to be fun, because I really enjoy and wait for your next episodes to come out. And I've got the click the bell icon so that you're notified when the next episode comes up. And then you'll be notified, hey, Derek's got a new one up for us to check out. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool is to know you personally and to see how you show not only just, you know, the nuts and bolts of a cedar that you helped develop.
Yeah.
And how that would, I'd love for you to talk just a little bit more about that in a minute. But you bring your family in and you show that there. This is an all-encompassing lifestyle.
It really is.
It is not a job. And it's not a job that you can do Monday to Friday.
Right.
You don't phone in sick and your entire family's involved in it. And you really showcase that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been, you know, it was the one reason my wife and I decided to move back to the farm was we wanted to have that family farm aspect of it and right. see the next generation on the farm. And so it's a lot of fun, you know, now that we have our little kiddo and another one on the way, to have them involved on the farm and grow next to the tractors and try to explain to them and hopefully others in the area that, mm-hmm. to get back to the farm. And I'm not saying, you know, go work on it or anything, but know where your food comes from.
Right.
It doesn't come from the grocery store. It comes from somewhere else other than that.
Yes, indeed.
And we live in a community, I think, that the majority of the folks out here do understand that, you know, because they know that, you know, our community's livelihood comes from, a lot of it is produce, and it is ranching, and it is farming. So we see where that comes from, and, you know, we talk about canning and preserving. Well, what on earth does that have to do with agriculture? Well, if you can a lot of your own food products, you're buying those from the local food markets.
Yeah.
You're supporting local agriculture in the middle of the winter when you're having that jar of spaghetti sauce that you can in the summer.
Exactly.
And so it's important for us to see that there,
well,
too.
Well, and like with all the shortages going on, I mean, why not buy some local beef? You know, these guys have the beef around, or pork, or, you know, a lot of things are available locally and probably a lot better than what you'd get from the store.
I've been trying lamb lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know if I liked it or not, and, you know, I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really something that... you know, it's strange you don't ever see it in the grocery stores.
I think because people, it's been cooked wrong, it seems like.
Well, I think that's what I hear about it most of the time as well, is that it is a little tricky to cook.
Yeah.
It's not like, say, cooking pork or cooking beef or anything like that. There are some definite techniques that you do have to follow with lamb, or it's just not very good.
Yeah. And the age of the lamb makes a big difference, too, because if you get an older one, you kind of get that.
Yeah.
It's not a very good taste. So you make sure to get a young lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And we on our you know, we eat a lot. My dad especially loves it. I would say he's a connoisseur of lamb.
Okay, cool. Well, I need some recipes because I'm going to be eating a lot more lamb going forward. But that not being the topic. The topic is we're talking about soil health and getting on with that. But it's so important for us to understand that we've got local food products that are available from local producers that are giving that to you at a good value. And I think that it's also important to understand that when you go to purchase these food products, you're going to see a difference in the price.
Yeah.
But you're also seeing an enormous difference in the quality.
Exactly.
And it's something that's to take into account that you can purchase food products from these local producers and do it economically. You just got to go about it a little bit of a different way.
Yeah.
So instead of buying two or three steaks at the grocery store once a week, you need to buy a quarter or a half of beef and put it in the freezer. And that's how you'll save your money.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's important to do that.
Okay.
So coming up here is the Soil Health Group, the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group. We're going to be talking to Eric Tucker will be back in putting on the microscope training class. I'd love for our audience to let me know, contact me, let me know if you're interested in taking that class. And let's start a little bit of a roster. But before we do that, well, we were going to get Derek to come in to a presentation about some of the successes and failures that he has in different aspects of soil health that he's tried to implement in his farming operation. And I think it'll be a good place to kick off. And then once we move into that, then we can analyze your soil samples and then have the ability for you to come and take a look and see what's physically going on in your soil. And so you'll know what you're looking at when it comes to that. And figure out what maybe you can implement or maybe you need to stop doing to improve the health of that soil moving forward. And that'll create a database for us to go off.
Right.
So that this works on Bill's farm. This is what we've done. And then across the road, we have a completely different soil type, right? And what we're working over there. And so then we can ascertain what's going to be effective right here in the Arkansas Valley, as opposed to trying to take data that's been collected from a really completely different environment.
Yeah.
Because we see a lot of that, don't we, Derek?
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's good to have a starting point to know where you start at and see, you know, 2-3 years where you're going and what you're looking for, like you said, that you can start being like, oh, wow, this is actually making a difference in my soil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might not be seeing it in the tonnage right there, but you can take a look at that soil sample and know that you are heading in the right direction instead of waiting 5-6 years to realize, boy, I shouldn't have been doing that.
Yeah.
Because that's not a place any of us want to be. And we do. We want that instant gratification. We do want that.
We do.
But I think that a lot of us are willing to take the long-term view as long as we have a little bit of assurance that we are actually heading in a good direction.
Well, and now's kind of a good time to start with the fertilizer prices. I mean, I just got a quote the other day for, I think, almost double, if not a little bit more, than last year. Boy. So, you know, if we can kind of drop that fertilizer down a little bit and still have the same tonnage or same bushels, whatever you're growing, man, that's big savings there. Yeah.
There's a lot of nitrogen floating around in the air.
Yeah.
And you can get that nitrogen out of the air and get that put into the soil by implementing some good soil health practices and implementing legumes into your rotation
exactly.
and so forth. Mm-hmm. So talking about that, we got a little time before the next break.
Let's take that break now. Get that out of the way.
Then we'll get back into what you've done with doing some interseeding your cover crop.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, real good. Derek White with us. You can find out more about what he has to say online, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Irrigation Farmer. Just search that out and you'll find him. Yes, you will. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. We are brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. We're coming right back.
Do you understand how a drought or lack of rainfall can affect your farm or ranch operation? At Golden Plains Insurance, they have the knowledge and expertise to help explain how to protect your grass and hay from lack of precipitation with a pasture range on forage rainfall policy. It provides protection to you by covering losses incurred on your operation when rainfall is less than your selected coverage in your grid. Call today at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
And now, an important message from Steve Harvey.
This pandemic isn't over yet. We got the vaccines. I got mine. You might have yours. But listen to this. Don't think just because you got the vaccine that you could just go crazy. Follow the current safety guidelines. I know the mask is hot, but you know what's hotter than these masks? Staying healthy. That's pretty fly, if you ask me. Let's unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag weather impacts. Well, after a record-setting Monday, another very warm day is set up for southeast Colorado with temperatures 20 degrees above normal for mid-November. A cold front drops into the area tonight. And look for temperatures to drop 5 to 10 degrees below normal for Wednesday. So quite the temperature roller coaster. Unfortunately, still no moisture with this front or the next one this weekend. After Thursday, temperatures should average slightly above normal into the middle of next week, and then cooling a little for Thanksgiving. Most farms have received less than a tenth of an inch of moisture for the first half of November. And this comes on the heels of a rather dry October, especially in Prowers County. Soil temperatures have recovered briefly to the upper 40s and lower 50s, but will likely fall into the lower to mid 40s starting Wednesday and continuing through the weekend. This will still allow some growth and development of winter wheat where moisture is adequate. The seasonal temperatures will be favorable for livestock operations. Looking out into late November and early December, there still does not appear to be an active storm track to give moisture to farms in southeast Colorado, so likely no improvement in the moderate drought conditions. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Fall is here and Arkansas Valley Seeds is here to help. We have what you need, CRP, cover crop, winter grains, and our quality hay products. We also have a wide variety of quality stock blends ready to go. We'll even help you create a custom blend that fits your specific needs. And we have turf grass blends to help you get started on that beautiful lawn for spring. Call or drop by and chat with Tony, Joss, and myself. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds. 98 South 12th Street, Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
So I have a mouse. No big deal.
Actually, mice contaminate food and spread disease.
Daddy, a wasp.
It's too cold for wasps, honey.
Actually, fall is when stinging insects are most aggressive.
So I saw a cockroach. Okay, three. It's no emergency.
Actually, cockroaches can trigger asthma and spread disease. Household pests are a health threat. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
And that's our cue. Hey, we're supposed to be back talking on the radio once again, so let's do that. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Brought to you, of course, by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. Derek White, our guest today.
That's right. Boy, yes. We're so glad to have you, Derek. This has been awesome. And I kind of wish that there could have been another microphone on the wall for you guys that out there in the audience to hear these conversations that happen during the commercial breaks, because there is a lot of great information exchanged here when we're not on the mic. But one of the things we talked about a little bit about sheep and so forth, but what I want to get to in a little bit of time that we have left is one of the things that impressed me most about you is that you kind of invented or helped develop an interseeder that you used on to interseed some cover crops between your cornrows, and you saw a pretty immediate benefit from that, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's really been just having that living root, and that's where I've been kind of been able to see the fungi really popping in pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And it was, for me, we tried an airplane, and that just did not work very well. Low humidity, just kind of one of the failures I ran into, but I still wanted to get some kind of cover crop going. And we could try to get some cover crops after the season, but our water just isn't there to get things going. So I was like, let's try some interseeding. And the big thing was to plant the corn, get it up and going, and then plant the cover crops in between the rows.
Why wouldn't you want to plant it at the same time?
Too much competition with corn. Corn does not like competition. It's pretty picky about that. So
you want to get it established.
You want to get established, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, get up to that about 2-3 leaf and then come with those cover crops. Mm-hmm. And what's nice with the summer is we have moisture then. And so those cover crops, they kind of go dormant in the corn itself, but they're still kind of there. And then they start growing after the season is over, like your, you know, like wheat or cereal rye, things like that, a winter annual crop.
So after you go through and you harvest that corn, now they've got exposure to sunlight, the elements.
Exactly.
And, then they can take off. So what are the benefits other than the fungi that you've seen with that?
Yeah, so like this year I really messed around with trying to get some legumes in there to try to start getting some nitrogen produced for next year's crop. And so I tried about 3 or 4 different species, different rates and things, to see what would work out and what wouldn't work. And actually this year was a great year for legumes because they worked really well. So we'll see in the springtime, see what things look like, but they should be able to start producing that nitrogen for me for next year. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to take out all my fertilizer, but if I can get, you know, 40 pounds, 30 pounds, 50 pounds, we'll see. That's a lot of cost saving right there.
And the dollars could really make sense if you're putting so many pounds of nitrogen into each acre of soil through the implementation of taking that other pass just to interseed those legumes, right? And the seed costs are a lot less than straight fertilizer.
Exactly. And grazing can be a big thing too. Now, the way I'm doing it, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get much grazing, but if I want to really incorporate grazing, I could change up my seed mixes or do 60-inch corn to allow for more growth in between. And then in the fall time, bring in some cows that would have corn stalks to graze, but also some green material that would, you know, really help them out throughout the winter time.
And having that livestock component is one of the keys in that five principles of soil health too.
Yep.
That's a whole nother business.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit off mic about, you know, there are different types of livestock. You could do sheep, you can do cows, you could do goats, chickens, but it kind of depends on how much work you want to do. And it sounds like each one of those livestock components has its own set of issues, things that you need to be able to overcome, and it then that takes knowledge and experience. You're not going to be Lauren Adams and buy 50 head of cattle and dump it on a piece of property and understand how this is going to work.
Exactly.
So it's important to have relationships with the Eric Tuckers of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and you can have those relationships. How's that going to look for you?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a big thing. I don't want to be a cowboy. I'm not a cowboy. I grew up raising cattle and stuff, but we got rid of cows, and I don't really want to bring that back in. So for me, I want to focus on the farming and the land side of it. And then if I can bring in someone like Eric or, you know, whoever, or maybe someone that has chickens that wants to come in and be that expert there, that would, you know, we'd have a partnership available with each other.
Yeah. And that sounds like it, you know, very well could be an awesome opportunity for a different type of agriculture production to be able to take place on the same land, and it could be very symbiotic.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if a person did wanted to, maybe were interested in raising lamb and being able to have that available for the local community, a relationship could be had to where you're doing that as part of the year. Now, and that's got to have its own whole ball of logistical issues. You got to truck it back and forth. You've got, you know, boy, how does all that work? There's fencing, and so that's a relationship that can only, you'd have to just get together and have a cup of coffee,
talk it over,
and see how that relationship would work so that it would be symbiotic as opposed to
But you know, with hay prices right now, I mean, $200 a ton, $185 depending where you're looking.
Right.
You know, if you can come out and graze. And it's a lot cheaper doing it that way. Now, yeah, you're going to have to be out there checking them and stuff, water, make sure you don't have frozen lines and stuff. But the fencing really isn't too bad, and you're just moving them across. Got to make sure you don't get sheep or cattle that are wanting to jump fences, though.
Uh-oh.
Get rid of those guys.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
Those are the ones for the dinner plate.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Final break of our program here today. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio AM 920 KLMR. Derek White, our guest today. Again, you can find him on YouTube, on Instagram, and Facebook, Irrigation Farmer. Look him up. We'll be right back with some final words in a moment. It is Growing Together, brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and Arkansas Valley Seeds.
Do you understand how a drought or lack of rainfall can affect your farm or ranch operation? At Golden Plains Insurance, they have the knowledge and expertise to help explain how to protect your grass and hay from lack of precipitation with a pasture range on forage rainfall policy. It provides protection to you by covering losses incurred on your operation when rainfall is less than your selected coverage in your grid. Call today at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
Fall is here and Arkansas Valley Seeds is here to help. We have what you need: CRP, cover crop, winter grains, and our quality hay products. We also have a wide variety of quality stock blends ready to go. We'll even help you create a custom blend that fits your specific needs. And we have turf grass blends to help you get started on that beautiful lawn for spring. Call or drop by and chat with Tony, Joss, and myself. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds. 98 South 12th Street, Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Wait a minute, I got to turn my microphone on. I had your mics on, but not mine. Yes, that will help. All right. That is wrapping it up here for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Derek, thanks so much for your time
today. Thanks for having me out today.
And again, Irrigation Farmer on YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook. All right, what do you want to wrap it up with here for about a minute?
Again, thanks, Eric. Derek, I want to make sure that our audience understands that we are working on the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group.
Yep.
I want you to contact me. Let me know what your interests are in that. If you're interested in attending a seminar that will be put on by Derek, where he will showcase some of the successes and failures that he's had in implementing different soil health practices on his operation, as well as upcoming classes, some microscope training that might be available to help us focus more on that. And if we can come together as an agriculture community locally, focusing on soil health with local ag producers, we could talk about how we can make that most effective to local agriculture producers there. So please contact me, 720-660-6000. 9204 is my cell phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And also go back here in a couple of days, look up avseeds.com. You'll be able to click on the icon for the Growing Together podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you'll find Derek's presentation today.
Yep.
Along with information about his YouTube channel. You'll be able to click and go right to it. Josh will set that up for us.
There you go. Irrigation Farmer on YouTube,
that's
Instagram,
right.
And Facebook. Thanks, Derek.
Good stuff.
Thank you very much,
that's
going
to wrap it up today for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and Arkansas Valley Seeds. News at Noon is coming up next.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400, KBLJ, La Hunt.